This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
You know, if you just run for office, apparently now, president, apparently now you get a pass. You could be a corrupt SOB, but you get a pass because we can't look into you because that would be looking into a political rival. That's basically what you got to do. I mean, if Rod Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois, he wound up going to federal prison for corruption, if Rod had just announced he was running for president, we wouldn't have been able to investigate him because that would be going after a political rival. That's basically what you have to do here. That's what I figured out. I've looked at political corruption a lot over the years because I'm Jersey. I mean, it's the epicenter of, you know, New Jersey and Illinois are the two most politically corrupt states in the country. Louisiana's got nothing on us, baby. Not even Louisiana in the Huey Long Big Fish days. Not anymore. We know corruption in our state. And I've thought about that from the perspective of, like, Chris Christie, for example, will remind you 75 times that he was a federal prosecutor. And when he was a damn good one. He put away a lot of very corrupt politicians, about 165 of them or something like that. He did a great job as U.S. attorney going after corruption. But none of them were running for president. They were all senators. One guy was running for U.S. Senate. One guy was a very powerful county chairman of the Democrat Party, North Jersey. Not South Jersey. One guy was, there were a couple mayors, a mayor of Newark, Sharp James. He got a couple of big fish, very big fish, but never someone running for president. And I thought about that, too. We'll arrest a governor, we'll arrest a senator, we'll arrest a mayor, we'll arrest county council people, city council people, Bobby Heenan, city councilman. I mean, he's facing federal corruption charges, potentially. We'll do that. But if you run for president, now that's going after a political rival. And we can't touch you, I guess, unless you're Donald Trump, of course, in which case they'll investigate you 75 times to Sunday. But Hillary Clinton. No, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, the two of them get a complete get out of jail free card because they happen to be political presidential candidates. And we can't be a country, apparently, where we investigate our rivals, our political rivals. Now, I don't know who made that rule. I don't know who made that rule. And to me, it's a silly rule. Because the first thing I would do if I were corrupt would be to run for president. I mean, the first thing I would do. And then they can't touch me. And if they do try to touch me, I'd run as a Democrat, first of all. Because if you run as a Republican, it's not going to help you. But you run as a Democrat for president. You don't even have to be a real contender. Right now, if you're corrupt, what you should do is file to run for president of the United States as a Democrat somewhere. And then you're golden. You got a get out of jail free card. If the feds show up at your door, you go, I can't believe I live in a country where they investigate our political rivals. Hold a press conference and then have all these people on TV go, what kind of a country is this where Donald Trump would investigate his rivals? And Trump would go, I don't even know anything about it. What are they talking about? They'd say, well, your Justice Department is investigating this guy running for president. He'd go, I don't know who that is. And they would turn around and go, nobody knows who he is. But he's running, and therefore you can't touch him, I guess. I just don't know the rules. You know, I don't know the rules. I mean, I think everybody believes and knows deep down in their heart that Hillary Clinton and her husband are probably two of the most corrupt people to ever serve in government, ever. I think they just kind of intrinsically feel that deep down inside. I'd love to know. I'd love to be able to prove it by some sort of an investigation. But every time there's an investigation, it all seems to go away. You know, it seems to just. And that's here we are with Joe Biden. If Joe Biden's son was doing work for Burisma and he's over in the Ukraine and he's doing work, and the question of whether or not he used his influence as vice president to get the prosecutor fired, and then the president of the United States bringing that up to the president of Ukraine before they give him the money or after they give him the money, and then that becomes a quid pro quo. And the question you got to ask yourself is, don't we have a right to know whether or not Ukraine is corrupt? And if one of our people is tied in with that corruption, why do they get the get out of jail free card? I don't understand that. I'm missing that part. I saw when Sharp James, the mayor of Newark, was hauled off in handcuffs. Finally, we all knew he was corrupt. Everybody knew Sharp James, the mayor of Newark, before Cory Booker, was one of the most corrupt people ever. And his was a great scam. He had this girlfriend. What he would do is he would direct housing redevelopment projects to the real estate that she owned. And then, of course, they would split the money. I mean, it was brilliant. It was like something out of The Wire, you know? And finally, after everybody turned a blind eye to it because he was so powerful, mayor of Newark, New Jersey, for decades, Chris Christie went after him and got him. And then Cory Booker became mayor and, you know, and that was the rest of that's kind of history. But that's what I mean. I've seen this. We saw Rod Blagojevich, thank you, who was talking about raising money off of the U.S. Senate seat vacancy. When Obama went to become president and there was the vacancy, he talked about how much money can we get for this? And the guy wound up going to federal prison. I mean, Shaka Fatah, I could go on with the names of people who've gone to federal prison for political corruption, using their office for bribery. There's a major case before the United States Supreme Court in January over whether or not two aides to Governor Chris Christie utilized their government resources to redirect traffic at the George Washington Bridge for political retribution purposes and whether or not that would qualify under the federal bribery statutes. A case you know as Bridgegate. The Supreme Court of the United States has now decided to finally take to hear and determine whether or not what they did is actually bribery or not. Now, I'm just saying, you look around all the time and you see this happen, and the president brings it up on the phone call with the president of Ukraine while he's talking about the other investigation, which is into the Mueller, Russia, and all that stuff, which everybody's agreed it's okay to ask them about that. Three Democrat senators who sent a letter to Ukraine saying, hey, if you don't cooperate with Mueller, no checky-checky for you. Everybody agreed that was okay, totally fine, to threaten Ukraine to withhold aid for that, if they didn't cooperate with that investigation. But the president brings up Joe Biden, suddenly it's the political rival rule. We don't investigate our rivals. But what if he actually did use his influence as vice president to withhold money until they fired the prosecutor who was looking into his son's company? Like, what if that actually happened? Wouldn't people like to know? Especially when Ukraine wound up getting the money? Wouldn't people like to know? I would. But this is the new thing we've created in American politics today. This is the new thing. I'm going to go see The Irishman at some point. It's the new Martin Scorsese movie about Jimmy Hoffa. And Jimmy Hoffa was one of the most politically active people, politically powerful people in the entire United States of America. You can directly attribute Jimmy Hoffa to a president getting elected, to all kinds of very powerful people getting elected. And the guy was untouchable. He was untouchable. And the people around him were untouchable. And we've had all kinds of, throughout the history of this country, from Tammany Hall in New York City in the 1800s and then the corruption of Robert Moses in the 1900s. I mean, there's been corruption. And then, of course, we come to our city of Philadelphia, and we know corruption in this city very, very well. Nothing like Jersey style. I mean, you really got to cross the river for that, but certainly we know it. We've seen it. And the mistake that all these politicians have made is just not filing to run for president. That's it. That's your get out of jail free card. My advice to you, if you're corrupt today, right now, today, go to the Secretary of State and just pick a state. It doesn't matter. And just file the run. You usually need 1,000 signatures, I think. That's easy to do, though. You hire some young kid to get you 1,000 signatures. Now you're on the ballot. Now you are a full-fledged presidential candidate. And you, as a Democrat, do not register as a Republican. This does not apply to you if you register as a Republican. All bets are off, okay? You can absolutely be charged then. Register as a Democrat running for president. Now you're officially on the ballot. Now, if anyone says anything to you, you have a press conference immediately. And you stand in front of Congress or the Supreme Court and you say, I refuse to believe in Trump's America. We investigate our political rivals. And suddenly you'll go from an obscure candidate with zero chance in hell to being a mainstay political rival. You think I'm kidding? You'll go from having everybody looking at you like a no-chance kook to suddenly now being a mainstay political rival with a serious chance to be a sleeper candidate. And in Trump's America, the FBI goes after you. Now, yes, you're a corrupt bastard and you know you are and everybody knows you. And that's why you filed in the first place. But you've invoked it. The we don't go after our political rivals rule. Boom. That card, baby, is better than anything in a Monopoly game. That card gets you home by dinner time. Oh, yeah. And gets you fame and fortune. And because we have a sympathetic media, an invitation to all the Sunday shows. You'll be on with the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, on Sunday. Now, he's not going to ask you about your corruption. He's not going to ask you about any accusations of having your political rivals killed or you know, people that owed you money and their legs broken. No. He's only going to ask you of what does it feel like to be running for president and to have the Trump Justice Department come down on you. What is that moment like? Did that feel like Stalin to you? Did that feel like Soviet Russia? Did that feel like China? You know, that'll be the question that the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos will ask. It's the new way. So my advice, if you're guilty, if you're corrupt, if you've done something, today, run for president as a Democrat. You might even have time to make the debate. Look, there's plenty of room, okay? They've got 74 candidates running. They could easily add one more to the list. And you might make the debate on Thursday night next week. It's possible on the 20th. You might make it. You might have to raise some money, but that's okay because you're corrupt anyway. You can probably easily get the money. That's not a problem. And if anyone even questions you, it's how dare you, sir? How dare you? I will not live in a country that goes after and prosecutes our political rivals. Trump's America, this has to stop. You're welcome for that advice. It's free advice, by the way. It's free. But if you want to send me some of your corrupt money, feel free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.